Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast, The Mindful Heart. This is Sing. Thank you for your support. Remember, no matter what the year brings, you are loved and you are strong. Wishing you peace and happiness. Now, the Mindful Heart is listened to in a total of 77 countries, where we read the Diamond Sutra together and take all of you to practice mindfulness meditation. Meditation can be practiced almost anywhere, and you do not need much to practice. Essentially, a chair and a small table to rest would be enough. It's helpful to dedicate a space for this purpose. Your meditation space should be comfortable, clean, tidy, quiet, and isolated from distractions. The most common experience for someone meditating for the first time is to realization of how busy the mind is. It's not until we attend to quieten the mind that we realize there is a continuous arising of thoughts, memories, sounds, physical sensations, and visions. This is what we call the monkey mind. Just like a monkey's mind, ours too is continually jumping from one object to the next. By understanding the current nature of your mind, you can begin to learn how to change it. However, the success of meditation depends on many factors, including your state of mind before the meditation, stress level, and physical tiredness. As a result, some sessions are better than others. Don't expect too much, especially to begin with. Even experienced meditators have bad days. Just be patient. Be gentle on yourself. Through this podcast, you can lead a meditative life. While the ultimate end of a Buddhist is the attainment of an enlightened or Buddha mind. One without suffering, there are most basic goals that must be achieved first. In a way, in Buddhism, mindfulness meditation has to do with familiarization. Through meditation, you can familiarize your mind with beneficial states. Your thoughts, such as assisting others, compassion, treating others equally, and morality. You begin to realize that non-virtuous thoughts, such as hatred, anger, greed, and jealousy, are not only destructive to the people you direct them at, but also to yourself. This can be a confronting experience for some. However, the idea is not to give yourself a hard time when contemplating the less favorable aspect of your nature, but to use the awareness to begin change and improvement. It can be a source of positive change and a happier life. Now it's time to read the Diamond Sutra. No attainment is supreme enlightenment. Sabuti said to the Buddha, world honored one, when the Buddha attained unsurpassed complete enlightenment, was nothing actually attained? The Buddha said, "So it is, Sabudhi. So it is. As to unsurpassed complete enlightenment, I have not attained the slightest thing. This is why it's called unsurpassed complete enlightenment." In fact, Bodhi is a path that leads to enlightenment. Its full meaning should be viewed as such. Usually is translated as supreme perfect enlightenment. But in fact, it should be said that the path to supreme perfect enlightenment is a straightforward, impartial one that can lead to a state equal to here. Discussing enlightenment involves completeness and incompleteness. So, there are levels with it. This path can lead to the realm of enlightenment. In a way, if you can attain complete purity through cultivation, you will become a Buddha without a trace of karma. Because anything that can be measured by gain or loss is external to oneself and not to one's true nature. The Buddha nature within is inherent in everyone. It cannot be obtained or lost. It's merely given a nature referred to as supreme perfect enlightenment. You should know that everyone we cherish will someday get sick and die. If we do not practice the meditation on emptiness, when it happens, we will be overwhelmed. The concentration on emptiness is a way of staying in touch with life as it is, but it has to be practiced and not just talk about. We observe our body and see all the causes and conditions that have brought it to be, our parents, our country, the air, and even future generations. We go beyond time and space, me and my, and taste true liberation. If we only study emptiness as a philosophy, it won't be a door of liberation. In a way, emptiness is a door of liberation when we penetrate it deeply and we realize interdependent co-arising and the interbeing nature of everything that is. By listening to this podcast, you have already made a commitment to your well-being. Now, take time to answer these questions honestly. First, do you wake up with enthusiasm for the day ahead? Do you have the high energy you need to do what you want to do? Do you laugh easily and often? Do you confidently find solutions for the challenges in your life? Do you feel valued and appreciated? Do you appreciate others and let them know it? Do you have a circle of warm, caring friends or family? the choices you make every day get you what you want. Do you have a positive relationship with your body? Do you enjoy periods of calmness each day? If you answered no to any of these questions, congratulations! You have identified areas in need of change. Let's reiterate your negative responses into action by taking a look at one of your no answers. Can you find a way to think about this that will be helpful to you? For instance, if you answered no to the question, would you be willing to turn that into a personal resiliency goal? If you are willing to target this as a goal, you can think about your plan for making a change. These are both goals and specific plans for ways to reach them. It's a goal and a behavior change. For example, you can write your plan such as, I will make an effort to wake up with enthusiasm for the day ahead. I will start my morning to listen to the mindful heart. Now it's time to practice mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness teaches that thoughts and emotions are transitory. Just as physical sensations are constantly changing, the mind also is in a state of flux. Now, sit in a posture that's comfortable yet allows you to remain alert. Bring your full, undivided attention to this practice. Begin your practice by congratulating yourself that you are dedicating some precious time to meditation. May you know that this is an act of love. As you begin to stop and become present, become aware of the body and mind, and whatever is being carried within you, perhaps feelings or thoughts from the day's events, or whatever has been going on within you recently. Simply allow and acknowledge whatever is within and just let it be without any form of analysis or evaluation. Slowly shift the focus of awareness to the breath, breathing normally and naturally. As you breathe in, be aware of breathing in. As you breathe out, aware of breathing out. Just being aware of breathing and focusing awareness on either the tip of the nose or the abdomen. If focusing on the tip of the nose, feel the touch of the air as you breathe in and out. If focusing on the abdomen, feel the belly expanding with each inhalation and contracting with each exhalation. Just live life one inhalation and one exhalation at a time. Remember, breathing in, breathing out. Watching each breath appear and disappear. Just breathing. Thank you. Now slowly withdraw awareness from the breath and bring it into the world of sensation in the body, observing without any aversion or indulgence. Just acknowledge the multitude of varying sensations as they change from moment to moment. Let them be. Let them be as you sense into the body. You may find areas of tension and tightness. If you can allow them to soften and relax, that's fine. If not, just let it be. If you are unable to soften and relax, acknowledge any persisting sensations. Give them space to do whatever they need to do. Simply allow these waves of sensations to flow wherever they need to go. Now release awareness of sensation. Bring attention to hearing, observing all sounds without aversion or indulgence. Thank you. Just be aware of sound at its most basic, fundamental level. Simple sound waves that your body is receiving with its faculty of hearing. Being aware of sounds at this level, just acknowledge the multitude of varying in sounds, external and internal, moment to moment. However, whether the sounds are external or internal, just notice how they are ever changing, revealing the mark of impermanence. Sounds rise, sounds fall. Hear them appear and disappear. Just sounds. Now, slowly shift attention from awareness of sounds to your mind. This practice is analogous to sitting by the edge of a river, just watching whatever goes down stream. Sometimes there are sounds, sometimes sensations, sometimes thoughts and emotions. just acknowledge the multitude of varying mental formations, moment to moment. Like lying in a field and watching the clouds float by. Watch your mind in the same way. My dear friend, even if you are experiencing stones of anxiety, pain, sadness, anger, or confusion, perhaps especially at these times, you will know that by giving these feelings space, eventually they will slowly diminish. Please come back to the breath, feeling the whole body as you breathe in and out. Feel the entire body rising upward on an inhalation, falling downward on an exhalation. Feel your body as a single complete organism, connected and whole. Please take some time to write about whatever came up for you mentally, emotionally, and physically when doing this practice. I will see you in the next episode. May you again congratulate yourself for practicing this mindfulness meditation, and know that it's contributing to your health and well-being.